for our T-Touch for You immersion program. And today is Sunday, August 26th. This is our second hour of three. Okay.
So actually, before I begin this segment, I want to know if any of you have any questions. And one of the things I forgot to suggest in the beginning is that in your journals or your notebooks, when a question comes up, we really appreciate the questions. So if you are in a situation where, of course, you don't want to interrupt, write it down and then put your hand up. And what we didn't do, and I'm sorry, I didn't take the time to, because I woke up with this intuitive connection this morning. And so I didn't give Eleanor time to explain to everybody how you write comments. Can you do that now, please?
Sure, sure. So if everybody can go to scroll to the bottom of your Zoom, and you will see an all the way to the left a mute, a stop video, or you might not, but then you will see share. It's like a green envelope with an arrow on it, and then a chat button. So what you will do is you'll go to the bottom where it says chat. Okay, so hold on. I'm going to mute Carol Ann. Okay, there we go. So we're going to hit chat. Okay. So hold on one sec. If everybody cannot, okay, so if everybody can be careful not to unmute yourself. People started clicking the mute button. So don't unmute yourself, because what happens is when, if we have too much sound, it creates an interference. So I'm trying to control muting everybody except for the speakers. So as soon as you raise your hand and you can speak, then I'll unmute you if that's okay with you. But so you'll go down to the chat button, and if you click chat, you'll see where you can start at the very bottom on the right side. It'll say everyone. And down there, you can type a whole message to everyone. But let's say you wanted to type a message just to somebody privately, you can click the blue thing that says everyone, and you'll click it and you'll see everyone's name come up. So let's say I want to talk to Sandy. So I'll click Sandy's name, and now it just says Sandy private. And now I can write to Sandy privately. And that's where you need to be aware, because you may write something, you know, you think you're writing privately and it jumped over to everyone. So just double check. Now let's say I want to go back from Sandy to everyone. I click Sandy and then it shows everyone's name, and then I click everyone. And now it's back to everyone. So let me look. Can everybody, I'm now on the screen where I can see everybody. Can everybody see that down at the bottom of your screen? The chat button, and you, oh good, Sybil said, really cool. So can everybody else see it? So I'm gonna write to everybody and tell me if you can see this. Ready? So I'm gonna say, can you see it? Oh, that's that. Fantastic. So you, oh, fantastic. Now, is there anyone that doesn't see it? Oh, look, you're even writing back to me. Yes. Is there anybody that doesn't see it? Give a hand wave. Oh my gosh, we got everybody. Yes. Janice, are you saying you cannot see it? Say it again.
I can see it. I don't know how to send the message.
Okay. So you see the chat button at the bottom? It's like a bubble with dots in it.
On the screen? Oh.
Yeah. Just move your cursor around.
Okay.
And then you click chat, and all the way on the right side will come up everybody's name. individually, or it'll come up and you'll see like a blue icon that with white letters that say everyone with a down arrow.
Yeah, I see that, but...
And that's what you write.
But when I typed in a message that just says, is anyone getting this? And I don't know what to do to send it.
Oh, okay. So you just hit the return button on your phone.
Oh, the return.
Yeah, you know,
Oh, there we go. Got it. I just had to hit enter. Sorry.
We got it.
Okay. Here.
Good.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Is there anybody else? Yay, that was a fast learning. Okay. So, Linda, Sandy, take it away.
First of all, actually, before I start this part, I want to know if there are any questions that you have. We really appreciate your questions. And you can type it in. The quickest way maybe is to type it in, or not the question, but just that you want to say something, so it's easier than you having to search for the hands up. Just know that this is, remember, we are creating the world and the humanity we crave. And it's together that we do this through our experiences, our comments, our questions. And one of the things that came to me this just now is to remember to review this one sentence that I love in Greg Braden's book, The Spontaneous Healing of Belief, to realize that every thought we have, every emotion we have, every feeling we have, and every belief that we have does create our world. It affects the whole world. And that to me is the way I can be the change I want to see in the world. By learning, as we are going to get into a little bit later, we're going to get into some of those basic philosophies again in the afternoon. I mean, in the afternoon, I'm looking at my mind map and I see it as a little later. So
Linda,
yes.
Janice would like to say something about what she learned yesterday. Is that okay?
That's what I'm hoping. Yes, I did.
Okay, so Janice, if you can wave your hand around and I will see where you are, because I've got three screens in front of me. There we go. Okay, go ahead.
What I wanted to say is that, you know, I'm going to start to cry, but we're so busy giving. I forget about myself. I've spent a lifetime of hating my joints for the rheumatoid arthritis that I have. And it suddenly occurred to me that I need to start loving it, even though I do touch on myself. And Linda, I also want to mention that many years ago when I worked in the office, you had done some touch on my hand, and every joint in my body is riddled with this rheumatoid, except for the right hand that you worked on, my one index finger and my thumb. After all these years, they still function just fine. So also, it was about the love we talked about yesterday. I'm sorry, I'm crying so hard. I've been just fraught with worry about animals all over the planet. I don't even know what I'm doing in Memphis, Tennessee. I have no idea how I even got here and people that I'm working with, but about animal abuse and trying to send love and figuring out what to do. It's just been, but I think what I've learned is that it's just about keep sending love. And I'm still struggling to find ways to help the best I can. Even with my physical limitations, there's got to be a way. So thank you. And I'm so glad I just joined yesterday at the very, very last moment. And I'm so grateful that I've joined. And this is family for me. It makes me feel whole again. Because, like I said before, telling the touch has just been part of my life for so long. It is, I would feel empty without it. I wouldn't know what to do. And I try to bring it as much as I can to anyone that I meet and to any creatures. And to send love, also I want to say for all creatures. I think everybody at my new workplace is saying they kill a spider and they go, well, I thought of you because you wouldn't kill a spider. You catch it and put it outside. And I go, yeah, maybe you want to try that. And then I give them my tips on how to catch those creatures, because we all have purpose. We all have connection, no matter how small or whatever. I think it's so important for us to, if we would connect that way, so much of the troubles in the world would just be gone. They would just be gone. We'd have so much more respect. Thanks for listening.
Thank you, Janice.
Oh, thank you so much.
And Linda Pat Hennessy would like to ask a question.
I would just like to address this moment first. Feeling of the pain that we see for whatever it is, whether it's the people who are suffering or animals who are suffering, when we send love rather than sympathy, when we empathize, when we send compassion, we can make a difference by putting this out into the world in this way. And that's a really hard one, because what we focus on, for those of you, I know there are many of you here who know that the Abraham talks, this concept that, you know, what we focus on is what we intensify. So if we focus on the love rather than the loss or the pain that we see, that makes a huge potential difference. And Janet, you don't have to do anything except be at home. So whatever the limitations of it, for those of you who aren't able to get around as much, because I know a few of you here who are on with us today, don't have that potential as much. And you can do as much by just being here. It's like the hermit in the cave, just sending out compassion and gratitude. And that's the way. You're like, what is compassion? How do we go there? By counting our blessings. That's what Roland and I do every night. Okay, minimal three blessings of the day. So we can count our blessings as we did yesterday when in this group. And we can bring those blessings. I recommend that we maybe put them, just put some of those blessings out and share them on the online. And we'll talk about that. We had 20 on yesterday, just 2 to 4 hours after the class yesterday. So go in, put your name, who you are, where you are, a little bit about yourselves, and then count your blessings and let's share those blessings, because we make a difference just by doing that. Thank you. Next question then. Thank you for your questions. These are really important because we're creating this world and the humanity we crave. We're creating it together by our input, our love, and all of the stuff we bring, all of the fears and all of the stuff that we bring, that's part of our humanity. Let's bring that kindness that Sandy got yesterday from her cougar. So next.
So I'm looking for Pat Hennessy because she has a question to ask. So Pat, if you can, oh, there you are. Hold on one sec. I will unmute you. Okay, go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, good. So I guess that my question was for Debbie. When Linda worked on you, were you able to, you know, that the experience of having where you could be quiet, where she worked on you and you could listen to yourself and connect, Do you feel that now that you've had that experience, you would be able to go back and do that work on yourself, on your nose, and be successful? Because you said you had tried to work on it and wasn't as successful until you could, till you learned from the cells when Linda worked on you.
Right. Thanks, Pat. That's a really, really good question. And I think that for me, that when I work on myself, it's important for me to really pay more attention to allowing the process. And I think that when we work on ourselves, sometimes we get a little bit attached to trying to fix things. And this really isn't what this work is about. I will find that I will sometimes work maybe too fast or with too much pressure because I get attached to, I just want to change this. And so that's the part of listening that I think is a really important part for me of kind of having that dialogue with yourself or your cells. And so I wasn't able to work on myself so successfully, I think, because even though I felt like I was moving away from the area to work, I wasn't far enough away. And if I were back in that situation again, would I have decided, gosh, maybe, you know, as much as I could reach, maybe I needed to start maybe as far away as my hip to feel like I could be in a place that was okay to not stimulate this pain that I would have, because I was working down below my jawline and whatnot. And when that wasn't working, I kind of thought, oh, there's not so much I can do. And I think it's important too, that to realize that it isn't necessary to have this acknowledgement so much. I mean, sometimes we give people really brief instructions and they just do this and it really changes what's happening. So I think that we talk a lot about this awareness, and for me, it was a profound experience just because it was such a more deep understanding of what's happening. But I love the fact that, you know, even over the phone, I can suggest to a client to just do these simple circles, even if they don't have much experience, and they can have profound results just by the simple action of doing these touches. And that's what's so exciting, because different people access this information in very, very different ways. And I love the fact that there's some way for anyone to be able to do this, regardless of their experience or their perspective.
And I have a question. Yeah, thank you. I have a question, Debbie. Knowing what you know today about the cells, and what would have happened if you had started like with the back of your fingers on the opposite side and just listen to the cells, and that with the lightest, just all of you try this, feel this. Like, I'm imagining that I'm going to sneak up. Actually, that's what I'm thinking, but it's not really, it's to gain trust. Now, some of you may not be aware that the second T in T-Touch stands for trust. And why would I've never done this before. I'm just intuiting. If I had been injured over, and I'm opposite of you, so I'm going to imagine the injury is here because it's, you know, this is where my hands are. So I'd say, I'm going to acknowledge that there's fear held in the cells here. Now, how I interpret this, and if any of the rest of you say, no, Linda, it's something else, I'd love to hear that. But I believe when there's fear there, that the communication is inhibited. So I'm going to be talking to these cells that were traumatized by first finding a way of gaining trust. Now, when I use this part of the back of my hand, it's not used to, this part is not used to being used. It's not used for anything else. So it's like a, you know, really fresh, young experience. And so now, as I imagine, I have been injured over on my side here. As I came up toward it, my cell said, nah, getting too close. I'm just imagining I'm your body back there. So, oh, okay, I hear you. I get it. And you go back. And because we have so many animal people here, this is exactly what I do with an animal. I don't want them to get used to it. And I say, no, excuse me, I hear. And I just felt this. I'm imagining, I am your body, I am your cells. I remember very well this experience. So then I say, I wouldn't go up here. I said, oh, okay, well, wait a minute. What else might I do? Should I just go here? How do you feel, cells? And I can feel, she heard me. That's what the empowerment feedback scale is about. She heard me. So I moved from using very gently the back of my fingers. And as I came down here, that's not comfortable. So I just used, instead of using my hand here, because that hand is used to doing stuff, I just allowed my side of my thumb, because I don't do stuff with the side of my thumb. So I said, I'm still connecting up there. That's interesting. So I kind of, instead of trying to sneak up on it, I'm going away. I'm still making a connection. I'm still smiling at that part instead of saying, oh. Now, I promised you before I would tell you why smile when we're doing the heart hug or when we're sending compassion or when we're working on a person or an animal from a distance. Why the smile? Because it has been shown that when we smile, they activate the serotonin, the feel-good hormones. Write this down, because this is a principle of this work. And we also activate this oxytocin, which we're going to be recommending to you to read in the next. We're going to give you some stuff to read about this oxytocin and a big study that was done. It's in the book, in Robin's book, Wrap It Up For You. So that's how I would approach it. And I approach it with a smile, and I approach it not with the, oh, poor thing. No. Don't. And that's really important. This is important in creating this humanity. Instead of saying, oh, poor this, ooh, say, wait a minute, how can we bring a feeling of trust? How can I let you, my body, know that I appreciate? And what I wrote yesterday, I don't know how many of you read it. I went in and wrote a long thing yesterday about this word love. Because for many years, I couldn't use the love word. I had relationships for which I'm fully grateful. I would not trade them for anything. But no, I couldn't use the word love until I finally, when I was 60, hooked up with Roland. And then I could start using it. But what Louise Hay says, if you can't use that word love for your body, because maybe you're not quite there yet, substitute the word appreciation. And this is, again, what I recommend you make a little mind map in your journal, because these people are really important, this Louise Hay, this concept. Now, if you can't say, I love myself, wait a minute. Think of the things that you appreciate. And there are lots of them. And just start listing them, because you'll be amazed if you really do that. So that's how we're going to approach this thing with the cells now. Now, I just gave you a little, some tips. We're going to take a period of, I would like to take, what do you think? I'd like to give us 10 minutes and have you explore, first of all, just like review what you wrote about the parts you love. And now explore those areas that cause you discomfort or pain. Now, I'm going to give you 3 of the 20 touches. We're going to be just bringing them in, and you're going to get the mind map with the different touches. But in the meantime, you can use whatever you can explore. You can just use whatever you want, but I'm going to give you 3. My basic go-to touch for years has been what we call the raccoon touch. It's the very tips of the fingers, like little raccoon hands, like Kate Reardon has on her deck. She has these wonderful raccoons who come to her every day. The raccoon touch. Because you use your fingers in tiny, tiny circles. Raccoon touch is meant for little circles. You know? So that's my go-to. But you saw what I did to gain trust was a part that isn't used a lot. So one of the parts, another one, we talked about the banana slug yesterday. And thank you, Kay Rose, because she said you couldn't see very well what part that was. I want to review. I'll hold my hand in different positions here so that you curve your little finger. And I've actually given that a touch that the curving of the little finger and the side use, but we won't go there now. And I use from where my fingers join my hand, now back, all that soft part, that soft fleshy part there, that I can use very, I can't use it on my face because it doesn't work with my hand. That's why I went to the back of the fingers. And actually, we don't have a name for that part I use. It's just the whole back of the, this is part, now I'm not going to tell you, actually it doesn't matter for those of you who knew. It has something to do with this big ape, you know, those of you who know it. But it's just one section, it's just a little bit. So we said we do raccoon touch and the banana slug, because this is so different. And Janice, I'd be really interested to know how, if you imagine just using that soft part, and imagine that I'm actually doing that with you. And when I, that it's my hand, just as you can still feel on your other fingers. And just see if that makes a difference. And for those of you who are out there, you can work with your own hand, or you can also, who was it? I forget. Somebody yesterday said they imagine their hand like a big paw. To see what you can do with the different parts of your hand. So we've got banana slug, oh, and the baby orang. That's the part, the orang actually is from the knuckles to the tip. That's the whole orang. But the baby orang is just from the tips to the second joint. And this is a beautiful thing to use on the side of your neck. Just that's I use this a great deal. It just fits in there really nicely. So does anybody have any questions now? And Sandy, how about if we give them 10 minutes and simply explore, write down notes, write down your questions if you have, write down your findings, and approach these areas of discomfort or fear with appreciation, compassion. Any questions before we begin? And I'd love to do some sharing in 10 minutes.
Looks good, Linda. So, Sandy, what did she say she wants us to do?
So, taking the things from the Pilikia yesterday, the areas of discomfort or places that you have fear or something that might not feel so great, see what you wrote yesterday and just go explore those areas using any of the touches. She's just suggesting to go in with the banana slug, like on your hand or areas where you can reach, or the raccoon touch, or the baby orang, or any touch that, if you know other touches, any touch that feels right, And just bringing in a sense of appreciation to any of those areas. And yesterday we also brought in color, seeing what color wants to be in that area as you're finding a sense of appreciation. Just really breathing with the cells and your appreciation in any of those areas, and just really noticing and breathing. Finding the mindful pause. Asking the cells, how would you like to be touched here or nearby or where? And just listening. Noticing the pressure that's preferred, that gateway to kindness with yourselves. And what that mindful pause in between touches feels like. And the tempo that's preferred. And perhaps the pressure may change, the cells may shift what's desired. As you explore. Just noticing how your body responds, what it feels like. What you begin noticing. How your breathing responds. how your muscles respond in other areas. If your cells start responding, if it feels similar or different to when you first began just a few moments ago. What the quality of that contact with yourself feels like when you bring in appreciation. How does your being, your heart, your body respond? And if you allow your lips to curve upward, what happens? Just exploring any of those areas that you said you wanted to address yesterday, or that came to you today that said, "Notice me now." Notice that tempo that's being called for from within. What happens if you ask about the mindful pause? Ask the cells in any area how long to pause. What tempo in the pause? And in this language with your touch, notice what might be communicating inside between cells. And to take a moment and jot some things down on your journal or paper when you're ready. Some of the things that you're noticing. You can ask your cells what they want you to remember. Message of from your cells. And who'd like to share something of their experience and or message from your cells? You can. We'd like to share something from that.
Oops, hold on. Hi, Lisa.
Hi. Well, I had just talked about like what I didn't like about my body, the parts I didn't like, the parts I did like. And when you actually do that to your cells and you see them and appreciate them, you kind of find out you like a whole lot more than you thought of when you're intellectualizing it. So that was kind of my experience. It's kind of like when you see the animals and you acknowledge them, you get a whole much more positive feedback. And kind of the same is true of your own body when you like give some time to think about it, give some time to make contact, thank the cells, then they all kind of brighten up. And like Linda was talking about, like there's more light. There's more light, there's more energy, there's more positive vibrations or whatever.
Beautiful, thank you. And Dr. Pop described that light as representing the communication between the cells. That's when they are communicating. That's what his measurements, Dr. Fritz Albert Pop, did. Marie Miller has her hand up. Did you see that, Eleanor?
Hold on. Oops. So sorry.
Thank you, Liz.
Okay, Marie, can you wave your hand? Hold on. I'm going between three screens. One sec. Are you waving your hand? Oh, there you are. Hello.
Hello.
I've been quite frightened the last few weeks. I had a health scare and I was in hospital. And it was to do with my heart. And although I practiced heart hugs while I was in hospital, I was frightened to touch the parts of my heart that were going wrong. And tonight has been the first time that I've actually addressed that and realized how difficult it was to actually say or speak to my own cells. I'm used to speaking to others, but not to myself. I've been having difficulty breathing since I came out of hospital, and getting breathless and extremely lethargic and tired. But I feel really energized, and I'm just working on myself just now. And I worked on the two parts of my heart that were giving problems the other week. Suddenly I found that I was able to breathe deeply again. I've also had problems with digestion since I came out of hospital. And I found that I could actually touch that part of me as well. It's almost as if I've been frightened to touch the parts that were going wrong until tonight. And that's really what I wanted to share and say thank you.
And isn't it interesting that it is instinctive when a part doesn't work well, we avoid it. It's called othering. We ignore it.
Yes.
So it doesn't exist. And one of the things, Marie, did you work on the other side of your ribs away from your heart?
Interestingly, tonight I went straight to the two areas that were a problem, which were on the left side of my heart, upper and lower chambers.
And it was okay. And what I might recommend, because you said you were having difficulty breathing, somebody around on something. Somebody is.
I was going to say, I can't hear you very well.
Yeah, we've got somebody unmuted making a lot of noise.
Actually, I think it's Marie. There may be.
Okay.
It may be coming from your earbuds and the microphone rubbing on your shirt.
Okay. Have I got a microphone here then somewhere?
Yes.
It's included with the earbud.
Let me take it out then. Can you still hear me?
Yes.
Oh, cool. Interestingly, I just had the confidence to go straight to the places that I've been ignoring, if you like, and that's what I wrote down last night.
Beautiful. And Marie, while we have you here a moment, would you please share, because Marie Miller is one of our instructors from Companion Animals from the UK, and you were one of the first stories that we heard of you being able to deal with.
I suffered from agoraphobia, and I had quite bad panic attacks, and I came to Tea Touch because to help my dog who'd helped me, because he developed a skin problem, and Debbie was the first instructor that I met, and she helped me. I went on to a two-day workshop, and I also had a private session with her, and that was probably the start for me. But when I think it was, I was at Tilly Farm, and I was assisting you, Linda. And I had a really bad panic attack when we went out for the meal. And the next morning, it used to just wipe me out. And the next morning, you helped me and showed me the heart hug. for the first time. And I've used it ever since. And I still occasionally, when I'm stressed, have panic attacks, but it used to feel like the world was going to end, but now I know it doesn't. I know there's a way through it. And I've shared it with many, many people since that time. And it's just amazing in this world how many people suffer from panic attacks or mental health issues and are so frightened to share it with anybody because it's considered, it's like a black mark against you. And I think these days people are much more open about it. But it's something that I do share openly because there are many people who think that they're on their own with this. And T-Touch really was the thing that brought me out of myself. The first three trainings, I learned this work by touching my dog because I couldn't have another person touch me. The only people who could touch me without triggering a panic attack were my husband and my son. And that very first training, I happened to be sitting near Debbie and she asked if she could demonstrate. And I said yes, stupidly. And I had a bit of a funny turn. But it was a thing that nobody made an issue of it. Everybody was supportive. Nobody asked me why. And it gave me the confidence then to go on and learn more and more. So I came to T-Touch for animals. But what it's taught me was how profoundly it helps the people as well. And that you don't need to be touched by another person for this work to help you. Mm-hmm. So it's one of the things that I've also been able to share with people who can't bear to be touched, that the fact that they're doing, that they can do T-Touch with their animal or even a soft toy, still helps them. That actually doing the T-Touches helps the person that is doing it. And it's just profoundly changed my life. I'd never been on a plane, and I flew, and I actually flew on my own to Belfast, which was just amazing. And it was to talk to people about T-Touch. That was why I went. And it was just a friend who was also a dog trainer who just wanted me to come and talk to some of his dog training colleagues. So it was just a little social evening at his house where I talked about T-Touch. It wasn't a presentation or anything like that, but for me it was massive. It was a massive thing to do. So
thank you so much for sharing this, because we I'm not sure we're going to get to it today. It probably will bring it in the next time because I want Eleanor to share, because she shares the T-Touch with medical conferences and has had so much, as I probably 3/4 of the people who were on here have had amazing experiences. But you were the first one that I knew that overcame this inability to leave your home. And now you spread the word and make such a difference. And thank you for sharing, Marie, all of this.
Thank you.
So do we have Janice? Belle said, love us all. Thank you, Janice.
So, Linda, I have a question to ask you. I know that we're at the top of the hour, and Pat Mengelsdorf would like to share her story. So I'm wondering, should we take a break and begin with her being able to share her story? What would you like to do?
I think we should do that, Sandy, shouldn't we, to keep to our one hour?
Yes, and Linda and I had talked about taking a 10-minute break instead of a 5-minute break. And so that will mean that we'll go a little bit over what we had originally planned, but we felt like taking 5 minutes doesn't really give us quite enough time to take an actual break.
And that was thanks to Kay Rose Anderson, who wrote after and said she's on the phone, but she's watching our energies. And really, really beautiful. Thank you. Thank you all. It's
great. And now we're having more people coming up wanting to share and ask questions. Good. So if we can start that in top of the hour, that would be fabulous.
Okay. Actually, it's actually 10 after the hour right now. So at 20 after, we'll come back. Yeah. I just wanted to clarify.
And make some other notes, actually, if you could, a little bit, just if you haven't had it enough time, just make some notes with your questions, with your experiences. Yeah. Thank you. And know that we're spreading this heart hug around the world through ourselves.